This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Rapids Public Works Committee met last week. One agenda item included discussing a request from Alderperson Madeline Palmquist on options for an ATV and UTV ordinance in the city. There was an ordinance on the ballot in November, and all but one district voted against it. Alderperson Ryan Austin, District 1, is still in support of passing an ordinance, and his district is the only one which voted for it.
As many of you know, Wisconsin Rapids is strategically positioned near one of the largest and most extensive ATV-UTV trail networks in the state. And by embracing an ordinance that allows these vehicles to legally operate on city streets, we open the door to tremendous economic opportunity.
Palmquist said the people voted against having 12 to 16-year-olds being able to drive ATVs and UTVs in the city.
That question, though, was not, do the citizens of Wisconsin Rapids want this at all?
She's in favor of drafting an ordinance that includes requiring that drivers have a license. Alderperson Dean Veneman, District 2, said that if there were to be a new ordinance, it would need to be significantly different than the one Wisconsin Rapids residents voted against.
Politics these days, 55-45 is a landslide.
Wood County Highway Commissioner Roland Hawk spoke on having ATVs and UTVs on county roads. He was initially against it, but as it proved safe, he has come around to the idea.
But the more we experienced ATVs and UTVs being on our roads, we did not see problems.
All county highways are currently open unless posted. Alderperson Madeline Palmquist made a motion to approve the drafted ordinance with an additional restriction for all operators to have a valid driver's license, as well as having staff review of the ordinance. The motion passed with everyone in favor. It will now move to the Common Council. They'll likely discuss it at their next meeting on January 21st. Governor Tony Evers says he's working to reform gun laws in Wisconsin. Madison Bureau Chief Savannah Tolme Olson explains.
The governor says he'll be looking at things like red flag laws, expanding background checks, and gun storage laws. In 2019, Evers called lawmakers to a special session to address gun violence. Republican leaders famously called the legislature into session and immediately adjourned, gaveling in and gaveling out, something they've done multiple times since. Now, since Evers took office, state Democrats have proposed at least 30 bills they say would make Wisconsin safer. But none of them have passed because Republicans haven't supported them and they have control of the legislature. Evers signed an executive order creating the Office of Violence Prevention, surrounded by advocates and leaders. Here's the big question. Can he get Republicans on board?
Just weeks after a school shooting took the lives of a student and an educator who never returned home, common sense gun safety reform and reducing crime and gun violence must finally be a shared priority that transcends politics and partisanship. Reducing crime and violence should be an issue that receives earnest bipartisan support this session.
To create this new Office of Violence Prevention, Evers used $10 million from leftover federal funding to get it started. But going forward, it'll need money allocated in the state budget to keep it going, and that is up to the legislature.
Culver's announced yesterday that its fundraising efforts for Abundant Life Christian School following the deadly shooting in December totaled to $165,000. 80 locations participated in the fundraiser and are donating a portion of their January 6 sales to benefit families impacted by the shooting. The funds will go directly from the restaurants to the United Way of Dane County's Abundant Life Christian School Emergency and Recovery Fund. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks clobber the Kings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks jumped out to an early lead and beat the Kings 130-115. Giannis with his 50th career triple-double. Milwaukee with a 21-2 run in the first quarter. Doc Rivers.
We came out, played the right way, ball moved. You know, I think seven or eight guys had over nine attempts. You know, 45 threes. That just tells you the ball's moving. I thought defensively matched the offensive effort. And when we do that, we're pretty good.
College hoops, Greg Gard gets his 200th career win as Wisconsin held on to win 70-68 over Ohio State at the Kohl Center. David Joplin with 30 points as Marquette gets past DePaul in overtime, 85-83. NFL, Matt LaFleur on what does Jordan Love need to improve in year three as the Packers quarterback.
I think the next step is just to continue to evolve as a vocal leader. I think that just kind of comes with the position naturally, and I think he's taken steps to get there, but I think he can really demand a lot because the locker room, they respect him, not only as a person, but by the work he puts in. I mean, he's a grinder. I think that's one of his best qualities is he is one of the guys.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Doors lead singer Jim Morrison was found dead in a bathtub in 1971. Some believe he faked his own death. A new docuseries, Before the End, Searching for Jim Morrison, takes a closer look at the rock star who was only 27 when he fled to Paris, supposedly to get away from fame. Director Jeff Finn features Morrison's brother Andy and his sister Anne, as well as archival footage as he dives deep into the singer's life and death. The 3-episode documentary can be streamed on Apple TV for $7.99. Stop the presses. Robert De Niro will be playing a gangster in a new mob film. If that's not fun enough, De Niro's rival gangster in said mob film will be played by Robert De Niro. The film Alto Nights will tell the story of a 1950s dispute between legendary New York gangsters Frank Costello and Vito Genovese, who were once best friends but became adversaries. The film will be directed by Barry Levinson. How great would it be if De Niro received an Oscar and a Razzie for the same movie? If you're looking for suggestions on how to get back at people who cheat on you, you might want to check out The Drew Barrymore Show. On one episode last year, Barrymore talked about how she spray-painted and vandalized an ex's car who had cheated on her. Earlier this week, Barrymore told a guest she once made an ex-boyfriend who cheated on her watch her have drinks with the mistress before breaking up with him. If you do cheat on Drew Barrymore, don't get caught. Here's a Schwabamendation for you action movie fans. Somehow the film The Old Guard flew under my radar, but I watched it over the weekend and really liked it. Charlize Theron stars in the film that was released in 2020 as her character leads a group of warriors who have been alive for centuries and fight those who try to prevent the progress of humankind. Their mission of staying anonymous is blown when a greedy scientist tries to capture them for their DNA. The film is a bit violent, but has great action and fight scenes and is full of surprise moments. 7-time Super Bowl champ and 1-time husband Tom Brady has come under fire all year long for his on-air gaffes while providing color commentary during NFL games. During last week's game between the Packers and Eagles, Brady accidentally referred to the Eagles as the Phillies, then later in the broadcast referred to Packers running back Josh Jacobs as Brandon Jacobs. This comes on the heels of Brady forgetting the name of one of the teams that beat the Packers during a recent telecast. In addition to Brady misspeaking, when his broadcast partner talks to him, he often nods his head so much a viewer could get vertigo. Yeah, he's not that great, but people on social media are losing their minds over his missteps. Word to the wise, if it's brilliant elocution you're looking for, don't try to find it on an NFL pregame broadcast from the guy who took shots to the head well into his middle age. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunshine this morning, becoming cloudy with some light snow possible this afternoon. It will get a little breezy, too, by later today. Our high 21, the wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 16. Tomorrow, breezy, mostly cloudy, 32. We'll get to 35 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 9 below.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.